Let's Talk always appreciates feedback and comment from readers and listeners, and Margaret will certainly be missed. However, we do have a letter from Anne Ramsbottom of Little Plumstead, following up on Terry Redhead's monthly moan from last time. Here's what she says.
Reference Terry Redhead's monthly moan in the June issue regarding queues. As he said, it's a grave mistake to change queues as you rarely win. Diving for the shortest queue at the supermarket, only to learn the cashier is about to close and go for a much-earned short break. I've heard that we Brits are the only nation that actually queues. And in some instances, I've found this to be true. At Dover Docks, I found myself waiting patiently in the ladies. Before the cubicle door had barely opened, someone from the back rushed forward, almost walking over me in their haste to nab it. Had a fellow passenger on our coach not given me a quick push, I would still be standing there. Waiting to be served ice creams in Malta one year, I was aware of a crowd behind me. But what was most annoying, just because I'm not exceptionally tall, they were being served before me. I think I stretched up to my 5'2" and waved my money under his nose before I eventually got served. Another instance was while on holiday in Mallorca, we were waiting for the bus. Being at the front, a long queue soon formed behind us, including mothers with pushchairs. I happened to notice two tall young men standing apart on a hillock. Just as I thought, when the bus finally arrived, they clambered down and headed for the door. I was a tad cross, so I stuck my foot out to stop them and told them to get to the back of the queue and wait like everyone else. I did notice them on the bus as we got off, so whether they had pushed in front of others, I don't know. Although I agree waiting in a long queue can be annoying, especially if one's in a hurry, and I have on occasions tapped my foot and given the odd tut, I'll continue to do so. After all, I'm British, and hopefully have some very good manners.
Thanks, Roy.